Hi, and welcome to Campus Connection for Thursday, November 30th. I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, I see you have emerged from the Thanksgiving holiday largely unscathed.
Well, emerged larger, I can tell you that.
Haven't we all?
We enjoyed a lot of Thanksgiving dinners and leftovers, so it's kind of good to be back on some normal course now. But it was a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
Wonderful holiday, but it also marks the near the end of the semester.
That's right. We just got a little less than 3 weeks. Our graduation, our December graduation, is on the 16th, and that's just not too long away. So we're amazed, but glad to wrap up another good semester here at Oklahoma State.
And, of course, as that semester winds down, Burns, you're keeping an eye on budget discussions at the state legislature. Obviously, higher education still a big topic of discussion.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of budget talks going on, but not much conclusion as far as we can tell. Governor Fallon did issue an executive order calling for higher education to develop a cost savings plan for consolidating administrative functions. She's, of course, looking for ways to improve outcomes and efficiencies, as are we all. Actually, the state regents created a task force earlier this year to improve and modernize the colleges and universities in Oklahoma, and I am a member of that task force, and it's really, frankly, gotten a little farther than I thought it would. I think we're going to have some very interesting recommendations coming out of that, but we were very pleased that the governor recognized a lot of the things that OSU has been doing in an effort to improve the way we do business. Of course, it's coming from the business world. It's kind of in my DNA to look for efficiencies, and we have been doing that for a long time, really long time prior to all these budget cuts. For instance, we really are seen as a national leader in energy efficiency savings. OSU is actually, we think over about a eight-year period, we have avoided over $35 million in energy costs, which has really helped a lot in keeping tuition affordable for our students and their families. Our wind farm north of Stillwater up by Blackwell with OG&E has saved more than 70% on our electrical costs. And then we've seen a lot of savings in the area of purchasing, maintenance, insurance, that sort of thing. We went self-insured a few years ago, and that's been a very positive budget impactor. But, you know, sooner or later you start to run out of all these opportunities, and then when you couple it with almost 25-26% in cuts over the last 3 years, it's a real challenge. One of the big things they're looking at the task force is the program, the shared services program that OSU has with its sister A&M institutions, Panhandle State, Langston, Northeastern Oklahoma A&M, and Connors, where we are sharing services in administrative functions. And it frankly hasn't saved in terms of fewer people so much as it has just in efficiency and effectiveness. So we're working harder than ever to provide the best education possible for the most value.
Meanwhile, Burns, in Washington, D.C., the focus has been on tax reform, and higher education responded yesterday with a call Congress.
Yeah, this was an effort for graduate students to express their displeasure with the House bill, which proposes that graduate students waive tuition, be taxed. And these students are serving in teaching and research positions, and that kind of tax would have a devastating impact on these students. They're not receiving the money, so it's not like they're paying a tax on a percentage of what they receive. They're actually it's more sweat equity through their teaching and research. And, of course, that is just essential to OSU's land-grant mission of teaching, research, and service. So we wanted to make sure these positions continue as part of the graduate education experience, and we're letting our congressional delegation know.
And finally, Burns, OSU is kicking off the holiday season in style.
That's right. Tuesday night, we had our annual Fanfare of Lights, where we have beautiful chorales sing for our crowd, and then have a big countdown to light up the campus. And so Oklahoma State University is well-dressed for the holiday season.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.